never does things when we think He'll do them. He always does them when He knows they need to be done. And it'll always be right in time. You know, there have been a lot of times I thought I was so far down and gone, there was no hope left for me. But I'm going to tell you, He always showed up right in the nick of time. And I've learned this, that there is always help, and we can always, and there's always hope, as long as we come into the house of God and being faithful and sitting under preaching, coming to a place where God can speak to our heart and do something for us. There's always hope and help that can be had. And I believe that with all of my heart. I mean that when I say that to you tonight. I really and truthfully mean that. Well, you're not going to believe where we're preaching from tonight. I can't believe it myself, but it is an absolute fact. Song of Solomon, if you would please, tonight, and chapter number 2. Song of Solomon, chapter number 2. I'm going to use the title for a message that I preached some time ago, but certainly not the message that went with the title. Song of Solomon, chapter number 2 in the Word of God. You got a Schofield Bible? That's page 706 in that Schofield Bible. Let's stand together when you find that place. Song of Solomon. If this preaches, Brother Robert, I'd like to have it recorded and put in my tapes, if it will. It's a same title, but like I said, just a different thoughts and different message altogether than what I preached when I preached through this. And so I want to try to use it here tonight, God being my helper. And in verse number 8, I want to begin reading in verse number 8. The Bible said, "The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of the birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away." Now may the Lord add His blessing to that portion of Scripture tonight. And let's pray and trust God that He'll speak to our hearts. I want to ask you to keep your Bibles open there. I'm going to be preaching right here in these verses, and probably will not alter one bit from these verses that I read in your ears tonight. Let's look to Him in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful that we can be here tonight. I thank You, my Father, for the privilege of preaching the Word of God. And I pray that Your Spirit would come in great power tonight to magnify Christ before us. Help us, I pray, Lord, to see You high and lifted up and sitting on a throne. I pray, Lord, that You'll minister in every heart tonight, in every home. God, that You'll meet every need, that You'll satisfy the longing hearts of Your people. And God, You'll stir those tonight that have grown cold and despondent upon God. And I pray, Lord, that You'd save sinners by Your grace and mercy. And help me, I pray, to say something tonight that will magnify the blessed name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for power to preach and unction from the Holy Spirit. I pray, my Father, for liberty of thought and liberty, Lord, to say everything that needs to be said in this place tonight, that Your people might find help from it. And God, that Your name might be magnified. And we'll thank You for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank You. And you may be seated. I want to preach tonight, if I may, from that thought, our beginning thought, out of verse number 8, where the Bible said, "The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh." And how is he coming, Brother Hall? He's leaping upon the mountains and skipping upon the hills. And I want to preach for a little while tonight, if God will help me, on the thought, look who's coming over the mountain. I believe if we'd lift up our eyes tonight, we could see Him coming over the mountain. The Bible said that He is leaping upon the mountain and skipping upon the hill. Now, I want to preach from this passage of Scripture tonight because I believe that that in them we find right exactly where Island Ford Baptist Church is living. It's apparent to me that this little bride is living in the winter months of her Christian life. And I believe that that's where we are tonight. But I want to say, my friend, that we ought to lift up our eyes and look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. For behold, my beloved cometh. And where is He coming from, Brother Hall? He is leaping upon the mountains, and He is skipping upon the hills. And I believe that He's coming, my friend, to deliver us from the winter of despondency and send the little springtime into our hearts that we might once again hear the birds a-singing and smell the flowers as they bloom and hear the turtle dove as it sings in the land. I'm satisfied that tonight some of us here are so, should I say, cold and indifferent on God, that we've not heard the birds a-singing in our heart for some time. We've not enjoyed the spring for some time. But my friend, I look around me on the outside and I see the trees that are coming in full bloom. I drove out of my driveway this morning. I was a-whistling a tune. I said, Miss Hall, look out yonder in the front lawn. There's that old Cleveland pear tree with white blooms and blossoms coming out. That tells me that it's springtime. I want to say, my friend, that I'm seeing some signs at Island Ford Baptist Church that tells me that likewise spiritual springtime is on the way. I believe the winter is past and the flowers are about to bloom. I believe that the clouds have rolled away and the flowers are ready to bloom. I believe that the rain is over and past and the sun's about to shine. I believe the weather that had us cold and frigid has passed away, and the sunlight of His love is about to warm our cold hearts. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I need it, friend. I have felt in my own heart and life about three-quarter backslidden. But I'm telling you, my friend, my heart, I believe, has been rejuvenated. My soul has been revived. I've looked under the hills, and I've seen Him coming in power, leaping over the mountains and skipping over the hills. And He's a-coming, my friend, to the little bride of the apple of His eye, that He may bless us with revival time. Amen. I'm preaching here because I believe that's where we're living. I woke up this morning, and I'll be honest, I don't know why. I've been, my regular Bible reading is in 2 Samuel to present time. And when I crawled out of that bed this morning, the Holy Ghost said Song of Solomon. And I said, Lord, it can't be the Song of Solomon. I just preached through that book, and it seemed like that the Holy Spirit of God again said, Brother Hall, the Song of Solomon. And so I tuned. I had no earthly idea where the Lord was leading me, but I'm telling you, friend, He led me to this passage of Scripture and moved on my heart and got a hold of my heart. Now, I'm telling you with all of my friend of my heart tonight, I believe that God is about to visit Island Ford Baptist Church again. We've been a long time without His divine presence. It's been a long time since we've seen a move of God. It's been a long time since the Holy Ghost has showed up in power. But I believe through the Scriptures and through the Spirit's indwelling in my soul that God has assured me that God is about ready to visit us again at Island Ford Baptist Church. Yes, sir. I believe I've got that assurance in my heart. Tonight, as I stand here, I believe that I have that assurance in my heart. I am persuaded that the Lord is preparing to visit this church one more time. I've been feeling it in my heart. I've been feeling it in my soul, and the Lord has been giving me scripture after scripture. And you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to believe things when God tells them to you. But I believe He finally got it across to me that He's about to visit this church again. I thought about Naomi, my friend, living down the land of Moab. How that Elimelech, her husband, carried her and them boys down into the land of Moab. And it took a little death. It took death to him and those boys before God ever visited her again. And the Bible said she heard that the Lord had visited His people and given them bread. Now, I believe, friend, that He's about to spread the table. I believe the manna's on the way. I believe some soul food. And son, I'm not talking about barbecue ribs. I'm talking about food for the soul of man is about to rain out of heaven on us. This church. Amen. That's right. I'm persuaded of it. I'm confident of it. This little bride's been living in winter months. But when the Lord shows up, arise, get up, come away with me. The rain's over, the winter's past. The birds are singing, flowers are blooming, turtle doves herding the lamb. Said the grapes out yonder really smell good this year. It's springtime. Hallelujah to God. Now I believe that the Holy Ghost of God is going to visit us, my friend, for one more time in great power at Island Ford Baptist Church. Somebody said, "Preacher, what's it going to be like?" I don't really know. It may be good for some, but it might not be too awful good for others. Yeah, it depends on how we're living, my friend, how we'll be treated in His divine presence and visitation. I won't say this, that God's always in our hearts, but I believe there are special seasons of visitation when God comes into the church to accomplish His perfect will and to do for us what pleases God in the counsel of God and the providence of God and what He's accomplishing in our hearts and lives at that time. He's not always present in power. And He's not always present in work and accomplishing what you and I can see. Sometimes we got to get way down the tube before we can really visualize or see what God's doing when He brings us back up. I'm going to tell you, if I was flying at 10,000 feet in an airplane and just stayed there, it always looked the same to me. And I'd never know there's any difference. Maybe wouldn't know any difference between 10,000 and 20,000. But I'm going to tell you what, you take me down to treetop level, honey, and then elevate that bird to about 25,000 feet, son, I know something's taking place. And sometimes God lets us get down to about treetop level before He ever carries us on eagle's wings back up to that high altitude on the mountaintop before we realize what God's doing. Oh, excuse me there, sir. Praise God. I ain't got but 4 points. I ain't got but 4 points. And we won't be too long, I don't think, anyway. I see 4 things here. First of all, and I've been talking about His coming. First of all, I see His coming. He said in verse number 8, "The voice of my beloved." And then that little old bride said, "Behold, He cometh. The voice of my beloved. Behold, He cometh." Now, I'm going to tell you what the amazing thing is there. That she heard His voice long before she ever saw Him. Now, I'm telling you, we ought to put our sensitive ears, my friend, to the breath of the Holy Ghost, because we are going to hear Him before we ever see Him. I want to say, hey, He's coming, and He's coming to speak. He's got something to say. Behold, she said, behold, He cometh, the voice of my beloved. Behold, He cometh. I want to say He's got something yet to say to the church. That Bible said about those seven churches in the book of the Revelation, said you better hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now I'm telling you, my friend, He's got something to say to Island Fork Baptist Church. And as I've already said, it may not be fun to some, it may be blessed to others, but I believe He's coming to rebuke and to reprove and to exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. I believe God is fed up with somebody's sin. I believe God is fed up with somebody's attitude. But I believe God is also a broken and grieved about the despondent heart and the discouraged spirit that's in the hearts of some of His people. And He's not only coming to rebuke, and He's not only coming to reprove, but He's coming to exhort and to edify and to build up the saints of God at Island Board Baptist Church. Behold, she said, the voice of my beloved. Behold, He cometh. He ain't here yet, but I can hear His voice. I ain't seen Him yet, but I hear His voice. But it wasn't long after the voice until she made eye contact. For she was sure that He came leaping on the mountains and skipping on the hills. And that voice was changed to a vision when she said, behold, He's a coming, and He's coming a leaping on the mountains and a skipping on the hills. He's coming. Now I'm going to tell you, some of you better batten her down. He's a coming back to this church. That's right. And when He gets here, friend, He's got something to say. That is right. And we'll be held accountable for what He says. And I'm going to tell you something else. Ready or not, He's coming. And when He comes, He's coming speaking. He's got something to say. But I'm anxious to get to this point. He's not only come speaking, but He comes surprisingly. That Bible said, behold, He cometh, the voice of my beloved. Behold, He cometh. And that word behold means that she is surprised. She is shocked. She cannot believe in her mind that at this present time, when everything seems like it's hopeless and lost and there's no God around it, winter has set in and death has set in, it's at that surprising time that He shows up on the scene. Hallelujah to God. It ain't no wonder the Lord led me to have Doug and Lisa to sing that song. Don't give up the hope. I mean, only a dope gives up hope. Don't give up the hope. Son, throw your net at you on the other side of that boat, on the right side. Son, it shocked her. I mean, she was in bed, apparently said, arise. It was cold outside. There were clouds overhead. Darkness had set in. Death, no doubt, was probably setting in. But she said, behold, He's a coming at this particular time. And I cannot believe it. I'm telling you, my friend, He always shows up when He's least expected. He always shows up, my friend, when you and I are not expecting Him to. He comes on the scene. Amen. That's why He said, for you and I that are saved, that we better watch and wait. Because the Son of Man cometh in an hour that you know not. And just like those five wise and five foolish virgins, those five foolish virgins had no idea He was anywhere around. But while they went to get all in their lamps, the bridegroom came. And the wise went in and the foolish were left behind. I'm telling you, friend, He comes speaking, but He comes surprisingly. Behold, she said, I can't imagine that it'd show up in this particular time. And some of y'all can't either. I mean, hey, we all want to think that He'll show up when everything's going good, when we're riding high, when we're flying on the mountains, buddy, when everything's good. But I'm telling you, that's not the case. When I got saved by the grace of God, Miss Sharon, I was as low as a man could get. Went to that little Baptist church that morning and wasn't looking for God. But behold, He cometh, as leaping on the mountains and a skipping on them little hills. Hallelujah to God. And He had a bundle of myrrh in His right hand and frankincense in His left hand. Oh yes, and He deposited grace in my soul and led me to Mount Calvary where I could get saved by the grace of God. Somebody said, was you looking for Him? No. I wasn't expecting Him to show up either. Neither was that little bride. I bet Miss Patty wasn't expecting Him that Sunday morning, was you? I can still see them folks heading down that hall, heading out of this church, breaking out, departing disgruntled. And while they're leaving disgruntled, behold, He cometh, leaping on the mountains and skipping on the hills after that one little old sheep that was out yonder astray. Woo! Hallelujah to God! When we ain't looking for Him, when we're not expecting Him, buddy, that's when He always shows up on the scene.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I bet some of y'all didn't expect it when you got saved for Him to show up. Some of you ain't expecting it now.
Amen.
But when He comes in the back door and skins your hide some night real good, you see, I can stand up here and say it's one thing. And you can sit back there and shrug it off another thing. But I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost sticks that two-edged sword away down deep in the dark recesses of your soul, He'll let you know, friend, that suddenly He's come upon you to do a work in you that pleases Him and what He wants to accomplish in your life. And I guarantee you, when He comes, He'll turn some in, He'll turn some out. He'll turn some in, He'll turn some out.
Yes,
He'll soften some hearts and harden others.
Yes,
He'll bless some and He'll bless God others.
Amen.
I hope you catch that by slow freight.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. But He cometh. He's coming. And He's coming speaking.
Amen.
He comes a speaking. He comes surprisingly. I want to say that He comes surely. He comes surely. Somebody said, what do you mean surely, Brother Hall? He said, behold, He cometh leaping upon the mountains and skipping upon the hills. And when I say surely, I don't mean that He's surely coming. Son, I mean He's coming and there will not be any obstacles in His way. A mountain is no problem for God. A little hill is no problem for the Holy Ghost. A son, He's coming sure-footedly over the mountains, down the valleys, over the hills. And He knows, my friend, what He wants to do when He gets here. That's right. There ain't nothing going to stop Him. Your pooge lip ain't going to stop Him. Nobody. Our sour attitude ain't going to stop Him.
Amen.
Our dislike ain't going to stop Him. Our disgruntledness ain't going to stop Him.
Amen.
Our worldliness ain't going to stop Him.
Amen.
He's coming, buddy, with a sharp two-edged sword.
Amen.
He's coming with eyes of fire and feet like brass.
Amen.
He's coming to penetrate every heart. He is coming to judge every soul. He is coming in flaming fire on this church, my friend, to do a work in every life. You better hear what I'm telling some of you. Amen. Somebody said, how do you know it? I know it. I'm the pastor, Brother Billy, and I know it. He's told me. He's told me. I've seen the spirit of some of y'all getting ready for it. Amen. I'm so ready. I believe some of you has already heard His voice. But you're fixing to see Him in power. Lift up your eyes and look under the hill, son. He's a coming in power.
Amen.
He is, Benny. There ain't a doubt in my mind about it. If I could, hey, I don't have time to take you to all of them. But I'm telling you, hey. Reading through Samuel the other day, and he got to talking on Nathan. Told David what all he God was going to do for him. David said, "Who am I that you'd do all this for me?" And old David went into the temple and sat down. And he said, "Lord," he said, "who am I that you're going to do this and do that?" And said, "You spoke of your servant for a great ways off." In other words, you've told me what you're going to do way down the road. He said, "There won't be one left sitting on your throne." And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart and said, "Don't worry, preacher. She's a going my way. Hey, don't worry, preacher. I've come to bless you, preacher." No, David said, "Lord, I can't believe all this." And God said, "Hey, I'm telling you, and I'm just paraphrasing this. David, I've come to bless the household of David." Now, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost said, "I've come to bless thy household. I've come to bless your children. I've come to bless my children. I'm coming on the hills, a leaping and a skipping, my friend. With rebuke and reproof and exhortation and edification. Speaking peace to some. Oh yes, and hardening others that refuse to hear the Word of God." In other words, Brother Doug, God said that I'm coming to take care of business. And the command was, get up. Arise. And I'm telling you, that one that don't get up will get out. Somebody said, "Preacher, you're hard." No, I'm just telling you what the Holy Ghost put in my heart. He is coming speaking. He is coming surprisingly. He is coming surely. But I'm going to say, no obstacles in His way for Him. I'm telling you, I've said it before, I'll say it again, trying to stop God. Be like a man standing out in front of a locomotive. You are not going to stop God.
Amen.
Hanley Milby said here years ago, he said, God will not stop you from doing what you want to do, but you will not stop God from doing what God wants to do.
Amen.
He's a sovereign God. And He said, "I'm going to do it." And He's going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Speaking, surprising, surely. But notice this, I'm coming leaping and I'm coming skipping. And that word leaping means to spring. He said, "I'm coming in a springing on both legs." He said, "I'm not like Pastor Hall, my legs are not made out of jelly, buddy. I'm coming leaping. I'm coming skipping."
Amen.
And that's simply His word saying, "I'm coming in strength.
Amen.
I'm coming in power. I am coming. Behold, He cometh." Leaping and skipping on mountains and hills. I'm coming with strength.
Amen.
Coming with enough strength, Brother Steve, to carry the feeble. Coming with enough strength to lift the fallen. Coming with enough strength to bless the discouraged. Coming with enough strength to sweeten our souls. And coming with enough strength to carry us all the way to the throne of glory. He's a leaping friend. And that word skipping means to draw up. In leaps and bounds.
Amen.
He's a leaping and He's a skipping. Son, I wish I could leap and skip a little while. Woo! He's going to leap like a... Whoa! He's going to leap on them mountains.
Amen.
Just kind of skip across them little hills. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With strength, friend.
Yes,
with strength.
Amen.
I want to say secondly, I've just about said all everything I'm going to say in the message. But I'll finish the points. I want to say He's coming. I see not only secondly, I see His coming, but I see His calling.
Amen.
I see His calling. Notice, if you would please, in verse number 9. My beloved is like a... I believe it's verse 9. It might be verse 10. Yeah, it's verse number 9. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the window, showing himself through the lattice. He's not only coming, but he's coming a calling.
Yeah.
That's Doug Bell knocking at my door. Yeah, Brother Doug, what can I do for you? Pastor, how I come calling on your daughter. Are you getting the picture? I come calling on your daughter. Only friend, it ain't going to be that meek with him. He's come to call on his bride. Oh, yes, and behold, I stand at the door and knock. What are you doing? I've come to call on you.
Amen.
He that opened the door, I'll come in and sup with him. And he with me. In other words, friend, he is coming to walk up and down these pews at Island Ford Baptist Church. He's coming a-calling. And what's he going to do, man? Get this. God, give me this day. I'm telling you, I could just about run my head through a wall tonight. My beloved is like a rower, a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. What's he stand behind our wall for? He's holding it up. He is holding it up. What are you saying, preacher? He's coming a calling to stabilize your life. I said that to say this, but what you have built, he will not let fall down. Hallelujah to God. Some of you think everything you've ever done, everything you've ever tried, there's no need to try it anymore. It's all going to fall and crumble, but he's coming to stand behind your wall. He's going to stabilize your little wall, friend. Amen to God. That family you thought was gone, you'd prayed for and labored for and in prayer for God to get a hold of them. You thought they ain't no use of praying no more. He's coming to hold up your wall.
Amen.
He ain't going to let what you built in your family fall, friend.
Yep.
I know people, they think their marriage. He's going, hey, I'm going to tell you. He ain't going to let your marriage fall. He is coming to stand behind your wall. To stabilize your wall that you have built for him.
Yes.
Notice that she said he standeth behind our wall.
Amen.
Not his, but the wall that we've built.
Right.
He's standing there. And he's standing there to stabilize it. Wonderful God.
Amen.
I could preach right there a month. Hallelujah to God. I think some of you think, well, the church in 96 got way up here, and now we went way down here, and I tried to build and build and build and build, and now my whole life has crumbled. The church has crumbled. My family's crumbled. Everything. Behold! He cometh leaping on the mountains and skipping on the hill. And what's he going to do when he gets there? He's going to stand behind your little wall that you built.
Amen.
He ain't going to let it fall.
Amen.
He's coming with stabilization.
Amen.
I want to say secondly, he's coming with an examination.
Amen.
He said, hey, that verse of Scripture said, he looketh through the window. How's it says it? Somebody read that for me. He looketh, huh? He looketh forth through the window. He's not only coming to stabilize, He's coming to examine, friend. He's going to look through the windows of our heart, find out what we're made out of. I'm here to tell you, you young folks that's made professions in Christ, I'm telling you, He's going to examine your heart. He's going to examine your faith, and not only theirs, but ours alike, buddy. He's going to examine our faith and find out if we've really got what we say we have. I'd suggest some of you get in now. Amen. He's going to try the heart. Search the hearts and try the reins, buddy. And He's going to do it with eyes of flaming fire. Looking through the window of your heart. Stabilizing some and examining others. But He's going to look from head to foot, top to bottom, in and out, find out what you're made out of and find out what I'm made out of. Oh yeah, He's coming. Coming to stabilize. He's coming in stabilization. He is coming. He is coming in examination. But I want to hurry and get to this one. And I ain't hardly got my glasses, but I'm going to look here. He looketh forth at the windows. Somebody read them next word. Stabilization, standing behind the wall. Examination, looking through the windows. And revelation, showing Himself through the lattice. Don't nobody leave me. I'm about to have a running fit up on this mountain. Listen to me carefully. That word showing Himself, that word means to twinkle. It means to blossom. It means to flourish, my friend. In other words, if I know anything at all about the Bible, I've lost it here. He is going to reveal Himself in a full and fruitful manner. He's going to show Himself through the lattice. And when He shows Himself, son, He's going to be in full bloom. Everything that He is. He will magnify His grace. He'll magnify His glory. He'll magnify His power, His holiness, His righteousness. He'll magnify everything about Him. He will flourish. He'll blossom and flourish. He'll start twinkling. And I believe the longer we serve Him and the longer He visits, He'll begin to blossom. And once He's blossomed, He's going to flourish. You ain't never seen Him like He's going to show Himself around here. But if you think 96 was something, buckle your seatbelt, neighbor, and hang on tight. I'm telling you, for the Lord will give grace and glory. The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them. Let's walk up right there. Look here. Old John on the Isle of Patmos. He heard a voice. A voice. The voice.
Amen.
Of my beloved. The Holy Coming. Leaping on the mountain and skipping on the hill.
Amen.
John said, I was on the Isle of Patmos. For the Word of God, the testimony of Jesus Christ. And so he said, I heard behind me a voice. And he said, I turned to see that voice.
Amen.
John said there was one there that had hair white like wool.
John
said, I saw Him as the Ancient of Days. Some of y'all have never seen Him as the all-eternal God, the everlasting Father. I'm talking about an eternal God, friend. God's people need to realize we're dealing with one who always has been, always shall be. God Almighty. Never was a time when He was not. He's God Almighty, the Ancient of Days, Son. I'm hearing you. I believe He's coming to show Himself as the Ancient of Days. the first and the last, the beginning and the end, and everything in between there too. That He had eyes like fire, feet like brass, and when He spoke, His voice was as the sound of many waters. Oh my, I'm telling you, I went to Niagara Falls years ago. Me and Miss Holmes took these little skinheads, ours up there. And there in Horseshoe Falls was that water. I'm telling you, it was a thundering, deafening sound. That's right. But it was so awesome you couldn't take your eyes off of it. It was so awesome that you could not move your ears and eyes away from it. I'm talking about, and it just continued to roll. Oh my God. It just come to me. His Word just continues to roll on, son. Amen. It's never ceasing, Brother Jerome. And He said, I'm coming, my friend. His voice, I will not speak, stop speaking when it gets there. I believe this is the beginning and the end. And He will not stop speaking, Amen. My friend, until we're gathered to glory. Amen. He's coming. He's coming.
Amen.
Coming again.
Amen.
Coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon. Maybe evening and maybe soon.
Amen.
Coming again. Coming again.
Amen.
Oh, what a wonderful day that will be. Jesus is coming again. Have I not been preaching to you that before we leave here, He will revive His people. He will purify His people. Somebody said, Brother Hall, I don't understand what's going on. They're falling. Their preacher's falling into adultery. Men of God falling by the way. I'm going to tell you what He's doing. He's gathering the tares in bundles to be burned. Before He ever gathers His wheat into the garner. Amen. Read your Bible. Matthew 13 teaches that.
Ooh.
I like this. I'm about done. Some of y'all's already well done. Look who's coming over the mountain. He's coming. And He's calling. And He's courting when He gets here. My beloved spake.
Amen.
Well, what did your beloved say? Rise up, my love.
Amen.
My fair one. Come away. Lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. Time of singing. The birds has come. The voice of the turtles heard in the land. The fig tree putteth forth of green figs. The vines with the tender grape. Give a good smell. Arise, my beloved, my fair one, and come away.
Amen.
May I say that He is coming to speak in courtship, and He's going to speak endearing words to your heart.
Amen.
He's going to let some of you know He really loves you.
Amen.
Amen.
Come away. Arise. My love, my dove, come away. There ain't nothing like courting. You boys remember how it was? Or did any of you ever court? Remember how wonderful it was? And you told her how beautiful she was. I just went in that computer room the other morning, she was sitting there. She had that little hand up there, and I said, what's wrong with my little bride? Son, I found one of the biggest ones on that right jaw you ever seen in your right. It was just... I said, I love you, sweetheart. I said, you're the most beautiful woman ever lived. Hey, when we was down there, Brother Billy Ball, they let us out Tuesday afternoon. We went up there to one of them little stores up there in, not Primrose, what's the name of it? That town Billy used to live in. Right on the exit. Noonan. Went up there at Noonan. And I let Miss Hall out and I went down to a little store I'd been in when I was there at your all's church back at the Light of Calvary and you all was there. I walked in the store and there's this black lady. Said, I walked around, this black lady was standing over another lady, and she said, "Sir, can I help you?" And I said, "I'm looking for my wife." And she said, "Well, I'm sorry." I said, "I don't know what she looks like." I said, "She's the most beautiful woman in all the world." She said, "Ain't that sweet?" He's coming. He's coming calling. And He's coming courting. Son, He's going to put His arms around some of you. Say, "Come away with me! Oh, the winter is past! The rain is over! The birds are singing! My love, my dove, my fair one, lovelier than 10,000, you that I've made lovely by grace, come away with me!" We are going on a long honeymoon. He is going to speak endearing words. He is going to speak escaping words. "Come away with me." What would some of you like to get away from right now? Come away with me. Have you ever, some of you may never taken a vacation, but I'll bet some of you thought, "If I could just get away for a while. Come away with me. I've got a little bungalow where you and I can go on a honeymoon together for a while, my love, my God." My undefiled. Endearing words, escaping words. He said, "It's time to depart. It's time to escape. It's time to depart this life." Get up.
Amen.
And I'm closing with this. He's coming. He's coming calling. He's coming courting. And He's coming, get this now, closing. Don't nobody leave me right here. Somebody says, "Preacher, what do you mean closing?" Verse 11, "For lo, the winter is past."
Amen.
Can I ask some of you this? Is there anybody in here tonight who'd just like to close a chapter of your life and get on to something else? The winter is past.
This chapter of your life I've closed. Son, we're starting something new right here. A new chapter
about to unfold in your life.
Amen.
Already unfolded. Right or not. I've stood on that platform and watched Angie weep. I've looked into her eyes of sorrow and sadness every time one of you ladies got with child, and I mentioned it from that pulpit. And I've looked into her eyes and seen her grief and her sorrow. Hey, on the 14th of March,
amen,
that chapter closed.
Amen.
We started reading a whole new chapter in the book.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Baby coming. Chapter closed. Baby wanted. Chapter closed. Baby coming. Chapter closed. Baby here. Some of you's got a chapter in your life that you want to close out. It's like in a book. You ever read a book? And you get to one chapter and it just ain't what you want in that book. And you say, I'll be glad when I get through with that. I mean, I've been in Chronicles before. And Salatiel beget Jamaliel, and Jamaliel beget Helatiel, and Hamachaka beget Tikakaka. Demon doctor, and you just on and on and on. And I said, Lord, then a minute I catch myself, wonder how many more verses in this chapter. Lord, I sure would like to get through this chapter.
I mean, Lord, it's your book. Hey, it is all His life that we're living. It's all life. But hey,
Damasio beget Hikatio. Lord, this sure is a dull chapter. I sure would like to read about how much You love me, Lord, and about that river of life. And I'd like to read about the blood and how to put it on the doorpost and the lintels. And Lord, let's close this chapter. Okay, we'll close it. And the Lord visited a widow woman in Zarephath. Now we're getting somewhere, Lord. Praise God, we're getting some oil in the pot!
Amen!
Listen to me, one of these days, you'll close the last chapter.
Amen.
Last chapter of life.
Amen.
And it'll all be over. And you know what He's going to say? Winter's past. Arise, my love. Come away with me.
Amen.
Honey, it ain't going to be on a temporary vacation here or a new chapter in the book here. It's going to be that eternal chapter. I'm from that side.
Amen.
Some of you would like to close a chapter in your life. Some of you would like to close a calamity in your life. It's just been a topsy-turvy, upside-down mess.
Amen.
You just wish to God you could get a fresh start. You've just about endured that calamity all you can handle. Here. Look here. It's not down there. He's not down there. He's leaping.
Amen.
On the mountain. Skipping. On the hill. Get your eyes up. He's coming. When He comes, that topsy-turvy, upside-down mess you've been in, He's going to close that chapter out. And start you on a new chapter of life. What a fresh start. What a fresh start. He's going to close the chapter. He's going to close the calamity. And He's going to close the confusion. Some of you have been as confused as a termite in a yo-yo. And you feel like a yo-yo. Confused. It's not fun to be confused. I'm telling you. I've been there. I remember when they first put me on that study medicine. And I went to Owensboro to get them tables back there. And I went in one of them stores on the other side of the road, up the street up from where we bought it. And I asked a boy about some copy paper. And he said, yeah, we got some right back here. And I walked back out of that thing, and there's a telephone rack running up through there. And I stand there, I felt fine. I stand there looking at them, I said, I don't believe that's what Miss Hall wants. And he called the girl up front. She said something, and I said, well, I don't believe that's what she wants. I turned to my right and started walking up that aisle with something on both sides. And next thing I know, I was over into them telephones. Telephones were flying everywhere. And I come out of them telephones, stood up. That man said, sir, are you all right? I said, yes, ma'am. And I started walking again. And the next thing I know, them telephones was coming up to meet me. And I was in them telephones and fighting them telephones again. And that lady up front said, sir, do you want me to call an ambulance? And I stood up and I said, no, I'll be at the house. And I'm telling you, I just felt from confused. And that woman said, you sure you don't want an ambulance? Just in a few minutes, just in a minute, my mind cleared up. And I said, no, ma'am, I'm all right. I said, I've just been taking some medicine, and apparently it just had some kind of a reaction. But I'm fine now, but I'm going to tell you something. I was so thrilled when that confusion departed. And I was able to think straight again. winner is
Amen.
What about you tonight? You believe, Brother Hall, you think we're just up here bumping y'all?
Amen.
I'm just telling you what he told me to preach.
Amen.
I didn't get it out of a book. I sat down this morning and wrote them 4 points. Went home this evening, went upstairs with my Bible, and sat there, and God just filled the rest of it. I'm just delivering a message. We can either receive it and believe God.
Amen.
And I'm confident those that will not believe it will be left thoroughly behind.
Amen.
Let's stand together. He cometh, leaping on the mountain, skipping on the hill. He's coming. The voice of my beloved. Behold, surprise, shock. Can't believe it. That's the voice of my beloved that I hear. He's coming. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for the time together you've given us tonight, Lord, and for the Word of God, the good assurance to my heart that our Bridegroom cometh to speak to our hearts, to examine our hearts, to love our hearts. Lord, to close chapters of discouragement and despondency in our life, and send spring showers that make the flowers to bloom and the birds to sing once more time. I pray, my Father, you'd speak to every heart in this church. God, that you'd give us great understanding and faith to believe you. Help us to believe you, Lord. God, help not unbelief. Help me to believe you. That one more time, you're coming in power. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. He's coming. I've heard his voice. I'm looking for it now. I believe that's page 316. Have you decided to follow him? I hope so. I hope so. I'd sing that, Brother George, 316. I have decided. I'd sing that. I appreciate the time together tonight. I ask you to pray for us tomorrow as we travel.